In Luke 9, verse 23, it says, "And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." I want to talk about today the burden that you have been called to bear. Everybody has their burden. I have mine. You have yours. And a burden is something that, you know, not a day goes by that you can forget about it. It's like a monkey on your back. You can't get rid of it. Every single day, there is this burden that you have been called to bear. You know, a burden is often like something that is, it's a needy situation. It's something that is always requiring your attention. Like, sometimes you meet needy people. I hate needy people. I have a needy cat called Fluffy. Every day I come home and that cat, meow, meow, meow. It drives me crazy. It will not shut up. And maybe it needs food, and I'll dump a big pile of food, more than it needs. That's why it's so fat. Big pile of food. And it'll eat a few bites, and it'll look up at me, and meow, meow, meow. And she's got these hairs get hung in the deck, balls of hair in the gutters, it just drives me, breeze away, drives me crazy. I'll get this 100-mile-an-hour blower out and just shoo, blow all the hairs out. And the balls of hair go up as tall as the house, float. And I think I got rid of that. And I'll sit down on the deck, and about 45 minutes later, here comes a ball of hair. Float. Drives me crazy. But your burden can be something that is like something that is needy. It's always requires your attention, something that is very needy. What is your burden? In some cases, it can be a sin that you develop early in childhood. It's something you got hooked on, something you got addicted to, a habit, a bad habit. And then when God calls you, you've got to overcome that. You got to deal with it. And in some cases, depending on how entrenched that sin got in your life, you may carry that burden with you a long, long time. Maybe a lifetime. Because in a way, a sin is not something that, you know, where you say, well, I have arrived, I never need to worry about that again. No, chances are you're going to have to worry about that the rest of your life and deal with it. Sometimes a burden is something that has been placed upon us that we didn't ask for. And that gets to us. You know, here, take this. You bear this. And you're thinking, I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this. I didn't go looking for this. Something that's been placed upon you, and now it's a burden, and you have to deal with it. And that gets frustrating. There's physical burdens. I think of Bill Pearson. You know, he had a chainsaw accident, and he's cutting a tree, and a tree fell over and pinched his leg, and they had to amputate his leg. That's a burden he has to live with the rest of his life. You know, many things, the death of a loved one, someone you love dearly is gone, and now you got to make it alone, by yourself, financially. That's a burden that you have to carry. There are other burdens. There are things that drive me crazy, like when people call asking for money. That's a burden for me. I hate that. I don't even like dealing with it. I dread it. I think, who's calling now? I know someone. What's the need here? Sometimes people in the church can be a burden that you have to bear. Other people. There used to be a guy in our that came to the, this has been a long time ago, Ronald McDonald House. And I had to pick him up. And I had to take him home. And I'd take him out to eat with us. And I got the feeling that he was just coming for the food, you know. And he was mentally unstable. Oh, I dreaded going to services. It's bad when you get up and you think, I don't even want to go to service today. It was a burden upon me. Didn't like it either. I told a story about, you know, people calling you, looking for sympathy. They call you every night about the time you're getting ready to go to bed. And I tell you, when I'm getting ready to go to bed, there's nothing that can get in my way. I hate that. I mean, it's like my destiny is to sleep. And then someone calls looking for sympathy. Oh, I need to talk to this person. And you know, what do you want to talk about? Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Just won't you. You know, that was a burden in your life. And I've noticed that our burdens are different. There's a list a mile long that can be your particular burden that you're carrying. And what I may call a burden, you might find joyous. Like you may like to talk to people on the phone and help them financially. Maybe not. I don't think no one likes it. But you might like to comfort people on the phone. It may bring you a great joy. So what's a burden to me, you may find joy out of. And then vice versa. I'm very mechanically minded. I like it when things break. I go around the house looking for things broke. You know, electrical, washing machine, anything. And it's a challenge. I love it. And I think, oh boy, I get to fix this thing now. Cars, automobiles. Other people may just hate that. That's a burden when something breaks down. So we're different. With every burden, God uses it for your benefit to develop inner personal character. And I'm not saying that God is out there looking for a burden to give you. Death happens to us all. I mean, that's not something that God caused. Accidents, time and chance. And I'm not saying that God's searching for a burden to place on you. What I'm saying is when it naturally comes your way, I think God uses it for your benefit to develop inner character within. Now, we have some encouragement from the Bible. It doesn't matter how hard or difficult your burden is, and it doesn't matter how long it's going to last. What matters is what the Bible says about your burden. And we'll look at three scriptures, Matthew 11 and verse 30. This is the first one. Matthew 11 and verse 30. It says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I think some people would look at that and say, "I don't know, Jesus. You sure you got that right?" I don't know. But this is what the scripture says. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Galatians 6 and verse 5. Galatians 6 and verse 5. Galatians 6 and verse 5 says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." Oh boy. You have to deal with it. You can't get away from it. And the third verse is 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 that I think is encouraging. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 says, "Therefore has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able." And I'd like to change that one word. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be burdened above that which you are able. And He's going to make a way for you to get through it. So those three things, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, every man has to bear his own burden, and God will make a way for you to get through it. Have you ever thought about the privilege, the honor, that it is to bear your particular burden? You're the only one that can carry it. You realize that? Because no one knows your burden like you. It's special. It's unique. It's a privilege. It's an honor to carry your burden. In the whole wide world, there's not another human being who could be substituted to take your place and bear what you've got to bear. That's quite a compliment when you think about it. In the whole wide world, there is not another human being that could be substituted in your place to bear your burden. Now, I know the Bible says, "Bear ye one another's burdens." And yes, there's outside help there, and you should take it. But you know that no one can carry it but you. Look for help from other people, but you've got to bear it. You're the only one that's qualified. You're the only one that has the experience. You're the only one that has the talent that can really deal with the complications of your burden. No one knows it like you. And the truth is, you already know what the answer is to this thing you're going through. The answer is to bear your burden, because you are the only one. Now, there are times when I don't mind bearing my burden. If you feel good, if you're healthy, and maybe we should take vitamins and minerals, I don't know, because, if you're sickly, bearing this thing can get you down. And there are other times, you know, there's times when I feel good and I'm on top of the world and I can handle it. There's other times when I'm down and out and I just say, forget it, I'm not carrying it anymore. I'm going to lay it down. I do not want to bear this burden anymore. I hate it. I'm not carrying it anymore. As I mentioned earlier, with every burden, God uses it for your benefit to develop your inner personal character. Burdens are really benefits that come your way. You just don't realize it yet. I want to explain how our burdens are really benefits. And I'm going to have to digress a little bit and illustrate something in my personal life. How that our burdens are really benefits, and they're for our own good, if we cooperate. I was talking to Freddie, and he made this comment. He said, you know, the ministry, serving, it's really for our own benefit. You know, Freddie, if you don't know Freddie is a deep thinker. He's what I call a spiritual man. He thinks deep. He said, you know, this serving thing, this ministry, it's really for our own benefit. He said, God could have called stones to preach. You know that little story about if I'd keep my peace, these stones would cry out. You know, we could set a stone up here, and that could preach to you every Sabbath. And probably do a lot better job at it, because it'd be, you know, instead of being filtered through me, this, when it gets filtered through this, sometimes it comes out wrong. But filtered through that rock, you know, you'd have a direct message from the Lord. And it wouldn't need the ministry. It wouldn't need you to serve or do anything. And so from that he got, you know, it's really for our own benefit, this serving thing. And I thought, well, wait a minute, Freddie. I thought what I was doing was for God's benefit. I thought I was sacrificing. I thought I was doing all this for the Lord. Serving Him. What do you mean it's for, you know, it's sort of like the self-satisfaction theory. Now, I hate to mention that. I preached a sermon on that one time, and my mother said, I don't agree with that. That's not right. I haven't talked about it anymore since then either. But I still believe in it. The self-satisfaction theory is this. Everything that you do because you're getting some kind of self-satisfaction out of it. If you are not getting self-satisfaction out of it, guess what? You wouldn't be doing it. Now that hits hard sometimes. Because we like to think, no, I'm sacrificing. I'm doing this out of just, you know, I'm not getting nothing out of it. I hate this. No, you're getting something out of it or you wouldn't be doing it. We just don't like to admit these things. Now, in my own life, I believe God looked down and said, now, there's David. He desperately needs to develop some communication skills. I think I'll place him in the ministry. I mean, that's what I believe happened. As a teenager, you don't realize how shy and quiet I was as an individual in school. I didn't talk in school. My sister kids me. She said, you just grunted. If someone asked me something, I wouldn't even say yes or no. I would just, Yeah. And it wasn't that my vocabulary was that terrible. It was just I didn't like communicating with people. It was a bore to me. You know, unprofitable. Why talk? Let your conversation be yay, yay, nay, nay. I can deal with that, boy. You know. I remember my parents told me as a child, said, you know, with elderly people, you need to say yes, sir, and no, sir. And I said, I don't want to say that silly yes, sir, and no, sir. That's silly. I didn't want to talk. That was the bottom line. I just wanted to grunt. So I came at the ministry. To me, the ministry was a burden. Really. I looked at it as a burden. I don't even like religious people. And I don't like preachers. And the thought of preaching was totally disgusting to me. And I remember thinking, I don't want to do this. After God called me and some of the opportunities developed in my life, I remember driving, you know, I used to skip school to avoid speaking, doing reports or anything. I did not go to school. I would skip school. So I found myself driving out to Tyler, Texas for a class, and one of the classes was homiletics. You know, that's speaking, you know, and teaching you how to speak and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, I'm driving out to Tyler, Texas. Why am I going out of here? I came that close to turning around. Halfway out there, and I thought, I'll just turn around. I don't want to go to this academy. I mean, it's going to be embarrassing for me. And it's amazing how God works with people. You know, sometimes God disguises these things. He don't let you know what he's really up to. If you knew, you'd say, no way, I'm not going there. But I would stop at a store out there somewhere to get fuel, and this woman was working there, and she didn't look like the religious person at all. I mean, sort of rough looking, you know. And she said, God bless you. I'm thinking, I don't even like religious sentiments either, you know. I'm thinking, why is she telling me, God bless me? I really don't think that woman told another soul for the rest of her life, God bless you. I think it was for me, because I needed it. And that happened on several occasions. I think, why? You know, what is this? God bless you. So anyway, I made my way out there. And sometimes our burdens are deliberately disguised by God, because if we knew what God was really doing, we would say, no way. If God had said, David, look, you desperately need some communication skills, and the tool I'm going to use, the ministry, to do this, I would have said, no way. I'm not going there. No way. He disguises this. Now, when you realize that the burden is for your own benefit, in other words, this guy needs to develop the skill of communication, and the tool I will use to do that is the ministry. When you realize, and you finally come home and you realize, it was all for me. The vanity and the ego just goes out the door when you realize that. When you realize that, and you thought, well, I thought I was serving the Lord. I thought I was doing it all for him. And to come to find out, no, that's reversed. He's doing it all for me. And I wish all preachers knew that they were doing it, but it's really for their benefit what they do. God's trying to develop things inside of them to develop their personal character. It's really for your own good, that every burden you go through to realize it's for your own benefit. And I was looking back over some papers. This one was dated back in August 9th. 1993, from the Church of God International. It's from an Imperial Academy, and Ron Dart is writing here, and he says, we were pleased with your performance at the Academy, David, and all of us felt that the main thing you needed was simply more experience in public speaking and confidence in your interaction with people. And I looked at that as hindsight 2020, and I think, yeah, that's what God was, he was doing it for my own benefit. That's what it was all about. How do you handle your burden? It's really up to you how you handle it. A little story here. Two brothers were raised by an alcoholic father. Look, two brothers in a family raised by alcoholic father and alcoholic father. As they grew older, they moved away from that broken home, each going his own way in the world. Several years later, they happened to be interviewed separately by a psychiatrist who was analyzing the effects of drunkenness on children in broken homes. His research revealed that the two men were strikingly different from each other. One of the boys was a clean-living, successful teetotaler. The other was a hopeless drunk, just like his father. The psychiatrist asked each of them why he turned out the way he did, and they both gave an identical answer. The answer, well, what else would you expect when you have a father like mine? The results of how your burden turns out is really up to you. It's not what happens to you that makes the difference. It's how you react to each circumstance today that makes the difference. We should look at our burdens as opportunities, benefits that has come my way for a purpose. It's not happenstance. It's not meaningless. You have not been put upon. There's a great purpose for this thing that's in your life. With every burden, God uses it for your benefit to develop interpersonal character. So my response should have been toward the ministry, it should have been, thank you, Lord. I appreciate this opportunity to serve. My response should be when people call on the phone asking for help is right on. This is a challenge. I thank you for this burden that you've sent my way. When people in the church, you know, are difficult, I should look at it as, this is great. This is something that is going to develop my inner character. Just yesterday, I picked up a load of slate. I go by Appomattox every time I go by there. Every time I go by, you know, Appomattox is where Lee surrendered to Grant. I don't know why I stop in there every time. I can't help myself. It's like I've got a time machine in my head, and I can see the soldiers fighting and the war going on. And there was a soldier, an unknown. It was about 9 soldiers, unknown soldiers, and a few of them had been identified. One man had entered into the war at Fort Sumter, I believe, where the war began. Anyway, the unknown is one soldier that began the war at the very beginning, and the war lasted 4 years, you know. And it said the days that he had fought. Right there at the very evening at Appomattox, he was shot and killed. And the next morning, Lee surrendered to Grant. I think, man, that's a pitiful story. To make it through all of that and to be killed at the very end. Anyway, there's a jail there at Appomattox. And walls that thick. A prison. And I was looking out the window, and it reminded me of a little story about, it says, two men look through the same bars. One sees the mud, the other sees the stars. Two men look through the same bars. The one sees the mud, the other sees the stars. Your burden can be like a prison if you want it to be. It's your choice to see the mud or to see the stars.